This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933, telephone listen line is up and running, 605-477-3249. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli, and hour number one, I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest instructor at USA Prepares. So for those of you new to the class, there are over 200 of us here at USA Prepares. Experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We're dentists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, broadcasters, CEOs, physicists, editors, researchers, authors, programmers, farmers, and students rising to become instructors. I'm delighted to introduce to you Phil Hudock. Phil Hudock has a website, hudock.info, H-U-D-O-K. .info. Actually, there's several websites, but that one will get you where you need to go. We're going to be talking about the Treaty of Peace 2020. And why? Well, George in New Hampshire, USA Prepares instructor, called in a couple of weeks ago, and he said you ought to get Phil Hudock on the broadcast class. And I said, be delighted to. And so George called contacted Phil Hudock, and I was called. Phil Hudock and I chatted, and here we are on the air. Welcome, Phil Hudock.
Hey, Vince. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. This is the biggest platform I've been on.
Are you serious?
I think so. Up to date, well, you know, to this date. Oh, by the way, you know, I found out we had something in common talking last night. You taught computer science, and I taught computer programming. Yeah, besides science, I've taught for over 40 years, but that was what my advanced degree was in, was computing. So,
well, that's wonderful. What languages did you teach?
I just taught Pascal. That was back in the early 90s.
Yeah, that was the up-and-coming language.
It was. It certainly was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mrs. Finelli, my wife, I refer to her as Mrs. Finelli in the broadcast, was a computer programmer as well for some of the largest corporations in the world. And there was a real need for people who actually had mathematics degrees and could program simultaneously. And so she's one of them. And it's, you know, you really have to be pretty bright to do that. You really do. So thank you for what you've done in teaching. Because I met a lot of teachers, and actually, I think they're programmed. I think they're programmed to show up.
Yeah, for sure. They have a tough time thinking out of the box, and that's what your listeners need to do today is think outside the box.
Well, Phil, you've come up with let me just say this. You ran for the Senate in 2016. Constitution Party.
2014 for Senate, 2016 for governor.
Right. Okay. Excuse me. Correct. Mm-hmm. And you prevailed three times in the West Virginia Supreme Court. And that's impressive. Absolutely impressive. So I just want our class to know just a little bit about you. And class, if you'd like to find out more, hudock.info, H-U-D-O-K info. Okay, so we're talking about the Treaty of Peace. Mm-hmm. So please tell us what it is. What is the Treaty of Peace 2020?
Okay, well, if your listeners probably should get something to write with, because what they're going to hear about is right on. Everyone has a choice after they hear this program. And the choice is, number one, do they want free will, where they do no harm to person or property? Or number two, do they want to be told what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and what happens if you don't do it, including financing things such as unlawful wars, unconstitutional wars, crazy research, sex changes, forced vaccinations. You know, do they want permissions for traveling, to get married, to earn a living? You know, those things. We've been conditioned into the box of thinking that we can't do these things unless we bow down and we obey. We be obedient to a government which unfortunately does not even obey their laws. So that's what this is about. People after today have a choice. And that is the main impetus for me to get on programs, to be an instructor, is to say, hey, you have a choice. You may not have known about this choice, but now you're going to hear it.
There's a young couple whom I know. They live down the road, and they decided to get married several months ago.
Mm-hmm.
They mentioned it to our son. And I said to our son, well, why don't you just tell them how they can easily do it? They can have a wedding with a few friends. They can have it in their backyard. They can have it wherever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just declare themselves married. They don't have to have permission from anybody.
That's right. In West Virginia, even now, if you, form a contract between you and the other person and you get married by a non-licensed preacher, you can put that in the family Bible, record it, and that is lawful.
And so why would anybody not want to do that? Why would you want to buy a license? Why would you want permission from the state? And then if you decide, and hopefully you wouldn't, but if it just doesn't work out and you both made a mistake and you want to undo it, it's a lot easier to undo without the state being involved. It's a lot less expensive. You do it yourself.
Why should the state be involved in a sacrament which was created by God? That makes no sense. You know, they've created themselves an intermediary position. And we're talking contract. Everything you do is actually a contract. I mean, you know, when I met the girl that I'm now married to, I contracted to kiss her, and she actually accepted the contract and kissed me. Now we have four daughters. You know, but everything's a contract. And what is important here is that the contract that people have been have tethered themselves to, which is the U.S. Constitution, is actually void because the contract was abridged.
Now let's talk about that. So how was this contract avoided? Abridged and voided.
Okay, let me give you a timeline. And let me put it this way. There are over 35 pounds of original documents. 35 pounds. You can imagine what that would take to go through those 35 pounds just in this situation. But people don't need to go through the entire thing. There's very little, actually, that they have to become aware of to make an intelligent decision, and that's what we want. We want an intelligent decision. I don't want to make anyone's decision as to do this except myself. I just present the opportunity. But let's go back to 2015, February, in West Virginia. Three men petitioned the West Virginia legislature, and we had a videographer, and I and another of the petitioners presented to 10 ranking members of the West Virginia legislature a petition for redress of grievances and an acceptance of their oath of office as a contract between them and us. Well, you know, we have the right to petition for redress of grievances. Unfortunately, there is nothing that says they have to respond. And they didn't respond. And so we went to the governor, we went to the state attorney general. We actually even petitioned the Supreme Court justices themselves for redress of grievances. And it ended up that we filed a case in the Supreme Court. It was accepted. And then it was amended to make the justices themselves defendants in the case, which meant that they would have had to have been recused. And five circuit court judges would have had to have moved in to continue. Well, they circled the wagons and canceled due process of law and were in violation of multiple actions and multiple inactions. And most people have probably heard about a bunch of Supreme Court justices being impeached in West Virginia, okay? And four of the five that were impeached at the time are the ones that we named as defendants, okay? But this wasn't related to our suit. Well, we couldn't get anywhere in West Virginia because they just refused to follow the law. They didn't care. And so what became four men and one woman moved up the corporate food chain to all branches of the federal government. Now, you have to understand, I'm sure you know this, Vince, government is incorporated. And how can you be a government of, by, and for the people if you're a corporation? Because a corporation has its own laws. As a matter of fact, most people, most entities form corporations for protection, you see. So we've got a really messed up situation where the federal government is outside the bounds of the Constitution. They're working hand in glove with the corporate media and the corporate military industrial complex that President Eisenhower so appropriately warned us about. So anyway, we. Now we're at the federal level, okay, and the date is now December 7th, 2018. You may remember December 7th has kind of an interesting history, okay? It's called a day that'll live in infamy, and we're hoping it actually is a day that will live in infamy in this case, too. We went to the federal government in December 2018, all three branches. And we presented them with 571 points of claim for their interactions with us. And we told them we needed validation of authorities, you know, to validate the contract called the Constitution between them and us. They have to have authority. And so we said, okay, here's 571 things you're doing. Just show us your authority to do these things. And we got silence, no answer. Now, silence is lawful admission in this case that the contract that they had with us, since they couldn't show us authorities, it was void. So in December 28th, 2018, I'll go to the second part after. I think we're having a break, correct?
Yeah, we are. We're going into break. Phil's you, Doc. Hudok.info, HUDOK.info. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Phil Hudock's with us. Hudock.info, H-U-D-O-K.info. Phil, one of the things that we do here at USA Prepares is put exclamation points on things that are said. And I just want to put an exclamation point on what you just said. A couple years ago, we received an invitation by from the state of Missouri to send them $100,000 in what they claimed would be paying for unpaid sales tax from my family.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that was heading up this fishing expedition was the senior legal counsel for the state of Missouri. And so I responded in writing several times, and one of the things that I said in writing was, show me your authority, and I want to know all the individuals involved, their roles, their names, addresses, and the roles in this, what you'll be doing with the information that you're requesting from me, and do you know? Oh, and the source of this fishing expedition. Do you know the result was nothing but silence followed by an apology? Most so sorry. And I went on the air I read every piece of correspondence from me, from them, everything. I put the whole thing out in public. And they backed down. And then they did it again, this time by the administrator of the Department of Revenue. And same response from me, same thing happened again. Apology. Oh, most so sorry. So, class, when you ask for the authority, that is really significant. So please continue. I just want to say that you're absolutely right, Phil Hudock.
Well, you know, what you did was reasonable, and they like to remain in the dark, and so they don't want to be exposed. Let me say that in all this action, there were no attorneys, zero attorneys, okay? As a matter of fact, they kept trying to say from the beginning that we were representing ourselves, and we had to correct them every time, because why would I represent myself when I am myself? A representation is something less than me, and I'm certainly not going to reduce myself to some other lower common denominator, okay? So basically, with their silence, the contract was lawfully void. And I was luckily, fortunately, able to transition from the physics laws of gravity to contract law. You have to understand contract law. It's very important. For instance, let's say you work for McDonald's. You sign an employment contract. As a matter of fact, if you go in their bathroom, they tell their employees who has a contract with them that they must wash their hands. But they don't tell you or I, because we didn't contract with them. Okay? Now, let's imagine they hire someone, and the person shows up late and refuses to wear the McDonald's outfit. And so, you know, is McDonald's going to continue the employment contract? Of course not. They might propose a new contract where this person can be contracted to go out and paint the garbage bin, okay? And so once the contract called the Constitution was voided by them, we simply offered, and this is December 28th now, we offered a new contract under a new law form of our choice. And in my case, I personally rescinded my citizenship in favor of my true birthright as heir to the Creator. In other words, the United States of America had no part in my creation, in my birth, or anything. Okay. Well, we offered them this new contract, and they could have said, "No, we can't accept that contract." But there was silence, no answer. Well, guess what? Lawfully, this means that the new contract was accepted. Okay? Now we'll go to January 8th, 2019. We contact the federal government again, and we say, you know, we've got a problem here. We've got our new contract, and we need to get together and negotiate a resolution of this dispute. As you found, the best thing for them to do was to be silent. and not answer it, but that has consequences in the long term.
Tell you what, we're going to bottom of the hour break, a couple commercials, and we'll be right back with Phil Hudock, absolutely riveting class. I'm sure you're taking notes, and he'll be back again and again and again. So we've got more to go.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading to Atlanta today, where he'll launch an initiative being called Black Voices for Trump, the campaign trying to boost his numbers among black voters in the 2020 election. Yesterday, his number two, Mike Pence, made things official, filing the paperwork needed for the president to run again in New Hampshire.
I couldn't be more honored on behalf of the president of the United States to add his name to the ballot. We look forward to being through the Granite State again and again.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney has been subpoenaed to testify in the House impeachment inquiry this morning. Last month, he said President Trump froze nearly $400 million in U.S. aid to Ukraine to pressure the country into investigating Democrats, but then he denied that statement. A White House official says Mulvaney's not expected to show up today, despite that subpoena. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, I want to thank George in New Hampshire for getting this ball rolling with Phil Hudock, hudock.info, hudok.info. Phil, you were talking about negotiation and resolution when we went into the break.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, I really want to thank you again for helping me on this mission to get this message out to everyone who wants it, and especially those who need it. Basically, when they failed to even answer in a quest to negotiate a resolution, we only had one thing left to do, and that, or one avenue to to, and that was third-party neutral arbitration. A neutral third party was called in to arbitrate this problem, okay? And that goes back, early Athens, the British system of justice, and even the American system of justice. It was practiced by George Washington, and that's arbitration. In other words, you say, you know, we can't get resolution on this. We can't come to an understanding. Let's go to someone who is independent and neutral, and we will abide by their decision. And in federal law, they have to allow this if you've gone through all the steps. The government, this is not something where, like with a private entity, you would have to make an agreement and you both go to Judge Judy and she makes the decision and you both agree. In this case, because it is a civil rights violation, the government must accept the act of arbitration. So we went to a neutral arbitrator, and a hearing was scheduled, and we pledged to attend that hearing, but the government did not. So the arbitrator ruled in our favor. The arbitrator, you know, they could have sat down with us, and we could have prevailed on our 571 points of claim. But we didn't even have to do that because they didn't even show. So that meant that there was an award issued, an award in hand. So I have an award in hand for that contract that was presented that the government accepted. Okay. And the amazing thing is, and this was done from day one, and that was, this was to be done on behalf of all American people. This was just not going to be for Philip Hudak or two or three or four or five individuals. This, you know, the Bible says I'm my brother's keeper, okay? So if I know, for instance, if I know there's a felony being committed, you're breaking the law. It's called a misprision of felony if you don't alert the authorities of what's going on, you know. And to be honest with you, I was just thinking about it today. With all these violations of the contract, the Constitution, and people going against their oath of office, you know, that they're breaking the law. It's our duty, we as the American people, since it is supposed to be our government, of by and for the people, it's really our responsibility to keep government, which we created, in check. So here's the neat thing. So there is an award, and it's quite an award. Those that say that this doesn't work certainly either haven't done their homework or they're lying, because back in 1792, which was the second Congress, and all these things are on my website, there is an order, an act of Congress to provide remedy, which actually gave immunity from government interaction. It granted a land patent. Okay, these are some of the things that are now available to every American through this award and the contract that the award establishes, okay? In 2016, there was an act by Congress, again, to provide remedy and relief to someone who won an arbitration award and who actually asked that over two dozen other people become party to that remedy and relief, and they were released from prison. They were given land patents. They were given immunity from the government, just as a diplomat would have. And when a diplomat comes into this country, he is not subject to the laws because he's not a party to that contract called the Constitution. So we have in the congressional record, we have from the very beginning, beginnings of the country, and just recently in 2016, we had an award which was very similar, but not as close, but not as immense as what ours is. Okay, let's see. In January of 2019, there was a case that went to the U.S. Supreme Court in which the arbitration for civil rights violation was upheld in the court. And as a matter of fact, Kavanaugh wrote the opinion, a very strong opinion. An arbitration award actually carries more weight than a Supreme Court decision itself, because the Supreme Court can always overrule. They can always overrule a previous decision, whereas an arbitration award, once it is given, it is final. It cannot be reviewed. And if you look at that case in the Supreme Court, that's exactly what is in the opinion by Brett Kavanaugh. Another thing, which again provides rock solid support that this is absolutely 100% lawful, is that Representative Hank Johnson Jr. Now, do you know who Hank Johnson Jr. is, Vince?
Please tell us.
He is a delegate from, I believe it's Georgia. He became famous on the internet when he addressed a general in a hearing, and he said that Guam, the island of Guam, was in danger of capsizing because the federal government was adding to a military installation on the island of Guam. He was afraid it was going to capsize because of too much weight on one side of the island. okay? So, I mean, it's so crazy. You wonder how anyone, can get out of a nut house, let alone be in Congress. But anyway, he sponsored a bill. And he sponsored it in January of this past year. The bill is 1423. And in true Orwellian doublespeak, he called it the FAIR Act, F-A-I-R, okay? Forced Arbitration Injustice Repeal Act. So he actually presented into Congress a bill that any future arbitrations that they couldn't happen anymore for civil rights violations. Okay, it was a repeal of that, and sadly, we were told this has no chance. But it had 222 co-sponsors, and it did pass the House. It is now in the Senate, and if this becomes law, then there will be no future civil rights arbitrations. So, you know, anyone that says, well, you can't do this, well, then why is there a bill to get rid of it? Why is there congressional proof that this has been done over and over and over? See, a lot of people don't understand how Congress can solve a problem between the people and the government. And it's called a bill on the private side. Okay. For instance, here in West Virginia, we had a person who their house was surrounded by what became federal forest. Well, the folks that worked for the Forest Service, they blocked the road that this man used to get to his house. He had no way to get to his house except by helicopter. Okay. Well, you can't do that. You can't take away someone's right to travel to their residence. so he complained, and a bill was written to rectify that problem. Okay, and the highest court in the land is actually not the Supreme Court; it's actually the legislature. Okay, they can impeach Supreme Court justices and should if they were doing their job sometimes. So anyway, there's plenty of evidence that what we've done for the people, okay, it's a gift. It doesn't cost anything. I'm not making any money, but I want everyone to have the option the option to actually live as a free person. The only way the government could interface with you would be if you were guilty of a capital felony, and that would have to be in the U.S. Supreme Court, and the only people that could interface with you would be federal marshals, and the only thing they could do to you is to force you to leave the country. That's it. And that's exactly, again, what happens with a diplomat who has diplomatic immunity. When they come into the country, the country cannot interface with them on any level. And if there is a problem, a serious problem, the country can just say you have to leave. That's it. So what I'd like to get into now are some of the benefits that we have in the bill for settlement, okay, which will commence on January 7th. By the way, people can opt in up to December 25th. That's an easy date to remember. So you can go to my website, and everything's explained there. But here are just some of the things that are in our bill for settlement. First of all, there will be an unconditional release and setting at liberty of the beneficiaries. Any case, past or present, is void. Beneficiaries are to receive immediate and unconditional indemnification. Also, immediate and unconditional immunity. Return of all property and assets held by the government. All records will be expunged or destroyed. Land patents will be issued by the Land Patent Office. There will be an accounting and return of any accounts of any nature. And one thing that a lot of people will be interested in, there will be no effect on payments based on extraction of funds from labor related but not limited to Social Security, Medicare, and pension. These are not entitlements. These are something where your labor and your money was taken under contract. So they're going to have to abide by that contract.
Phil, we're going into a break again. This will be our last break, and we'll have about 5, 6, 7 minutes after the break to share with our class the important facts that you'd like to share. We'll be right back, class.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Hugh Doc's with us. HughDoc.info. HUDOK.info. Class, please visit the website. Learn what you can and be prepared for the next broadcast, which I believe is going to be next Friday if Phil's schedule works out that way. Phil, does your schedule work out for next Friday sometime?
Absolutely. I'm on.
Okay. All right. There you go, class. So do your research. Be ready. And if you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call. And that number today and next Friday is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And that will be from 9 a.m. through 10 a.m. Central Time. Phil, please continue.
Yes, folks need to understand that they should not succumb to the social engineering of the controllers. For instance, they take words and they actually put thoughts in our minds that we, through reflex actions, associate. For instance, I ran third party, Constitution Party, for U.S. Senate and governor. But here's the problem. When you say third party, people automatically come up with this because they've been programmed. You're wasting your vote. You know that, Vince. That's what they do. They take a word such as sovereign, and then they create, well, you are anti-government. You want to bring the government down. Listen, I'm not wanting to bring the government down. I'd like to see it reform and be what it was meant to be, at least in the eyes of the the framers. They didn't create something perfect, but look at what we have now. It's unrecognizable, you know. So we call this Treaty of Peace. However, today, officially, as of right now, it will be called the Bill of Peace 2020, simply because we will be going to Congress for a bill or to the president for an executive order. And personally, I'd rather go to the president for an executive order because he could fill a campaign promise, which was to return sovereignty to the people of America. He said that in a United Nations address. Okay, so here you go, Mr. President. Here is a way to show that there is a problem and that you can restore sovereignty to the people. And I hope in the larger sense, Vince, I hope that this is a catalyst for good things to happen, not just for those that opt in, but for everyone. Of course, the more people that opt in, the more political leverage we have. You know, they're going to try to do, they're going to have to do damage control, simply because this exposes that there are people now who know what's going on and won't bow down and lick their boots. I was created in the image of God, and that's not what I'm supposed to do. You know, I'm supposed to stand and having done all. And so, you know, for me, it's spiritual. I hope that people who would use this, go into it, would do it for the right reasons, not as a license to sin, but as a way to be free and a way to, you know, just be a much more obedient child of God. For me, that's what it is. But, you know, I can't judge people's hearts, I can tell them about free will, and I can say, listen, look at this. You know, this this is fantastic. You know, I've been involved in some things. I've got to give God the credit, and I'm not the only person that was involved in this, so I don't take all the credit for it. More than anything, I'm the mouthpiece. I'm the one who says, hey, folks, stop. Listen. Look at this. Think. Use your brain. God gave you a brain. Use it, you know. So don't let yourself be conditioned and controlled by someone who should not be controlling you, you know. You should be able to do anything without, as long as you don't harm person or property. But that's not the way it is now. Since 1933, we have technically been labeled enemies of our own government. That's how they could take your gold or put you in jail for 10 years or $10,000 fine or both back in 1933. And that has never been rescinded, Vince. Technically, we are still. So when they say war against crime, war against drugs, you know, war against poverty, in reality, they're telling you something that's true. They suspended the Constitution in 1933. And the West Virginia Constitution says it cannot be suspended in wartime and or peace. And so that was one of the things that woke me up. And everybody that was involved in this had their own awakening to something new.
Phil, you're talking about, we only have maybe 40 seconds left. You're talking about no longer being required to pay property taxes. You're talking about no longer being required to send your children under threat and duress to the public training camp to be indoctrinated based on what they want to indoctrinate your children to. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. So, you know, people go to the website. You know, there are videos there, articles, documents, summaries. There's an email address for any questions. Use it. I made it.
We're out of time. Hugh Doc?
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.